Please welcome Rush Wright.
So my story tonight has totally bombed for two reasons. One, I read it as bonded together, so it was going to be all about bonding. And the second is because it was going to be about Alicia Klein's birthday party on Monday. So what I was going to tell was about the story of how Alicia actually came into my life and how we were bonded. So I'll just shoot from the hip and try to... I mean, I had this whole thing going where I was going to say, you know, that I'd met this young man. I'll call him Mike, although he's not really called Mike. And he had a girlfriend called Mary, but her name isn't really Mary. And I was going to go through the whole story with Mike and Mary, and at the end I was going to say it's Alicia Klein. But anyway, so now you know who it is. So I'll just tell the abbreviated story. So... you know, I have been told, and I'm sure you have, that blood is thicker than water. And we tend to think that that means that familial bonds are stronger than friendship bonds or whatever. But I read that some scholars think that the real saying is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb, which actually changes the whole meaning of it, because it means then that the blood of your comrade in arms or your friendships in arms is stronger than your family. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that about me. I'm very close to my family, spiritually and emotionally, but geographically and physically, they are on the other side of the world, all of them. So my friends have become very, very important to me over the years of being an expat. And here in SLO, I've been really, really lucky. I have made amazing friends. I tend to belong to sort of clans, as I call them. I belong to the bike club and a Buddhist meditation group and a theater group and the Slolio group. And within these groups, I have special friends that I've bonded with. And so how I became a friend of Alicia's is that I had just gone through a divorce, and I'd spent a year in England, and I came back, and I was renting here in San Luis. I was feeling a little disconnected and discombobulated. I wasn't sure how my life was going to go forwards. And I happened to attend a little gathering in Mitchell Park, and this young man was giving this talk on the environment or community or something that I'm passionate about, and he was very passionate about it as well. And I was really impressed with how he talked to this group of people. And so afterwards I went up, now I was chatting to him, and he happened to mention that he was renting on Bouchon, but that he would have to be leaving soon because that they'd be moving because his landlord was going to be selling his house. And I happened to be in the market for a house at that point, so I said, can I come and see your house, see if it's something that I might be interested in? So later that evening, I walked over to the house, and it was Eric, of course, and he had with him this young woman, his girlfriend, and so we were talking, and he said to me, who are you? Who are you? And I'm like, I'm me, and I'm an RN, and I'm an actor. And he said, well, Alicia's an actor as well. I said, oh, really, where do you act? And she said, well, I just did a play at San Luis Obispo Little Theatre. And I said, well, which play did you do? Because I see all the plays there pretty well. And she said, The House of Blue Leaves. And I said, well, I saw that play twice. What role did you play? She had done such an amazing job at taking on that role and that persona. Yeah, of course, helped by makeup and costume, what have you, but she had totally embodied that role that I didn't recognize her as this young woman who was sitting in front of me. We went on to do a play together, I think only one, The Enchanted April, but we became good friends. They moved to a house on Oso Street, and it just so happened that whenever I walk into town, I walked past their house on Oso Street, and if they were around, I'd pop in, you know, to have a chat, have a drink, various parties, what have you. And then they got married, and then they got twins, And I became a surrogate grandmother of sorts. One of the babysitters that hasn't yet said, no, why don't you hire a babysitter? And then they moved to another house on Bouchon. They bought a house. And so I continue to be very involved and bonded with them and with their extended family. So when Eric wanted to have the surprise party for Alicia, and it wasn't really going to be logistically possible in their home, I said, okay, I'd have it in my house. So then, of course, we had to go through all how we were going to get her over and everything. So it turned out that it was on Sunday. We said all the guests would arrive at about 4:45, and Alicia's mom will have taken her out shopping, and we'd tell her to come over at 5:00 to my house because Alicia's mom really, really wanted to borrow a book that I'd told her about. So this is fine. All the people arrived, and they were all in my house, and it's about 4:40, so there's still time, right? And I start getting these texts from Alicia and her mom. Her mom is going, I can't hold her anymore. She wants to come over now. And Alicia's going, can we come over now and get the book? And I'm like, no, I'm not at home right now, but I'll try and get there a little bit early. I mean, just trying to stave her off. I mean, people were hiding their bikes behind my property. Alicia's dad was out getting in Indian food. I mean, I was just trying to deal with all this, right? And finally, it was very clear that because she said she was going to go home and she would send somebody else to get the book, I mean, this was just going to be like disaster. So I said, well, no, you can come around now. So I'm looking out of the window, and when Alicia or Eric come over, they always go to the back of my house. My house backs onto Rachel and the front is on Ella. So I have a front and back on the street. So I watch her drive by, as I knew she would, drive by, drive around, and come up to the back of the house. So I tell everybody, okay, they're at the back of the house. They're going to come in the back door. Everybody move up to the front of the house and duck. So everybody, like this great herd of buffalo, goes rushing through the house to the front of the house, duck. Alicia and her mom don't stop the car. They don't get out. They turn the car around and drive around to the front of the house and park. So I said, oh no, they're coming in the front door, everybody to the back of the house. Herd of buffalo rushes to the back of the house. They get out of the car, and I'm sort of thinking, okay, they're going to come up the front steps any minute, knock on the front door. No. No. I look out of the window. They're going around the side of the house, back to the back of the house. And no, they're coming in the back. Everybody to the front of the house. So everybody ran to the front of the house, ducked down. And then they're standing out of the back, looking at my garden. And that's where Eric has left his bike. So I'm like, oh no, I've got to get them in. And I'm like, why are they back there? Why aren't they just coming into the house? Well, it turned out they didn't think I was home yet. So I went up and opened the door, said, hi, come on in, come and get your book. So in they walk, and they walk in, and of course everybody jumps out, surprise, happy birthday. And Alicia was just like, holy sheet. And we went on to have the most amazing party with lovely Indian food and lovely people and lots of accolades for Alicia. Happy birthday, Alicia.